Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. This is a week that those in the U.S. kind of take it easy because of it's Thanksgiving week and many people are on holiday. But we're still putting out podcasts because hopefully they add value to you. As we are now deep into the fourth quarter of the year, I wanted to remind everyone that the time is now to begin thinking about how your organization will incorporate artificial intelligence, machine learning, RPA, chatbots, and every other type of technology into your service management and business continuity programs. Let's talk about that for just a moment. Imagine what machine learning does to your business continuity program, or chatbots, AI. I'm advocating that I think those are disruptive to how we've done business continuity in the past. And I know it's disruptive to how we are doing service management now and in the past. So, Jeffrey, what's a good first step? I think we begin by asking, as we look at each one of these individually, you know, AI, machine learning, you know, even infrastructure as code, you can go any route you want to with that. But from a service management point of view, what's the configuration item? What's being changed as part of that question, as well as if this was down, would it be an incident? On some of it, yes, some of it, no. But once we answer what's a configuration item, it makes the second question easier. What constitutes a change? So when we think of CI/CD, I usually default to the view of the code is the CI. Same with chatbots. The code can be deployed millions of times. Maybe needs a standard change, we can argue. But when you mess with that code, you update it, you do anything to that code, it's a change. It's serious business. Same with the chatbots, right? Or machine learning. Number three, I think, is a deep philosophical question that we must ask ourselves. How can we have governance over these technologies without having bureaucracy? What's good enough and what's too much governance? Number four, how will we measure these new technologies in our service management and business continuity programs? How will we measure the effectiveness of our programs with these CI types, CI classes, as well as new technology? And when we think of measuring, we also need to add in the thought process of experience, satisfaction, alignment to business outcomes. Those are all very important. Moving to the next one, consider machine learning. What does that mean to be continuous? So business continuity, does it mean we don't have any outages? Or does it mean it's always updated and it's creating new learning? What's the knowledge base look like? So we must ask ourselves, what's it look like to be continuous? And then following on to that is, what does continuity look like? I know in machine learning, in AI as well, as we build a baseline, as that we let the technology create new intelligence for us, we have to ask, what does continuity look like? And I'm just advocating that we need to have a plan for these technologies now, as we know they're coming. Some organizations have already started adapting and adopting these. Others, it's on the roadmap. But we have to have a plan so we can enable business outcomes. When we think of service management, when we think of business continuity, we think of enabling business outcomes, co-creating for UITIL folks. We have a lot of experience at Service Management Leadership with unique types of business continuity, and would love to help your organization as you think through these. We thank you for joining us on this Monday. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page, check out some of our other podcasts, and let me know how Service Management Leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome day. Bye.